I'd like to take this opportunity to wish all of our fathers and grandfathers and godfathers a very holy and happy Father's Day. You know, the phone companies report that the most number of long-distance phone calls are made on Mother's Day, but Father's Day holds the record for the most distance, the most long-distance collect calls. See, kids are very smart, aren't they? Because they know they can call their dad collect. I once read that a father is a man who spends several thousands of dollars on their daughter's wedding and then reads in the paper that he gave them away. I'd like to have all of our fathers please stand for the Father's Day blessing. All of our fathers, grandfathers, and godfathers. God our Father, in your wisdom and love you have made all things. Bless these men, that they may be strengthened as Christian fathers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Let's thank our wonderful dads. I'd like to talk today about Catholic fatherhood and what an awesome privilege and responsibility it is to be a father. I'd like to give you just seven ideas, seven concepts, by using the word fathers, almost like an acronym, and to have one idea for every letter in that word. The first letter in fathers is F, and it stands for faithful. That you as Christian fathers are called to be faithful. Faithful to God, faithful to your wife, faithful to your children, faithful to the teachings of Christ and the church. The word faithful means to be full of faith. And that's what we pray, that our fathers will be full of faith, that you'll continue to deepen your faith through prayer and study, and that you will be wonderful examples of faithfulness to your spouse, to your children, to your place of work, to the duties of your state in life. The second letter in fathers is A, and that stands for to be apostolic, that our fathers are called to be apostles. They say if you don't try to convert the world will convert you. So we're called as Christians to be apostolic. That means to share our faith with others, not to keep the faith to ourselves, but to share it. So your job as fathers is to share your faith with your spouse, with your children, with your grandchildren, with those you work with those in the neighborhood. So you're called to be an apostle. Pope John Paul II, in his document, Familiaris Consortio, on the role of the Christian family in the modern world, says that fathers should evangelize other fathers, spread the faith to other fathers. Mothers should reach out to other mothers and bring them closer to God. Children, evangelize other children. So our dads are called to be apostles, to be apostolic, to share the faith in the workplace, by your good example, by your actions, by your speech, in the neighborhood, and especially in your family. The church offers wonderful support groups to be able to live your faith and to be able to spread the faith. Think of, for example, in our own parish, the Knights of Columbus, the Legion of Mary, the Opus Dei group for men, the Regnum Christi for men, the Youth Apostles, the men's group. We have so many ways in which our fathers and our men of the parish can deepen the faith and also to share the faith with others. The third letter in fathers is T, and that stands for our fathers need to be tender. They need to be gentle and patient towards their spouse and children, to be filled with that important virtue of humility, which is really a great strength, to have affection and tenderness towards all the members of your family, to exercise patience and self-control. Ask yourself as a husband, as a father, how affectionate are you to the members of your family? One author said that kids need 4 hugs a day for survival, 8 hugs a day for well-being, and 12 hugs a day for emotional growth. So ask yourself, are you giving your family members the tenderness and affection that they need. The fourth word is holiness. The fourth letter is H, and it stands for holiness. You as a father are called not just to be good, but to be holy. And we grow in holiness through our relationship with Christ, through our daily prayer life, through spiritual reading, especially the Bible. Dads and husbands and fathers should read the Bible every day, even for 5 or 10 minutes, to nourish your soul with the Word of God, and to read other good books on the faith. And then to participate frequently in the sacraments. Go to confession at least once a month as a husband and as a father, and that will change your whole family. It will improve your whole family dynamics if you are going to regular confession. And then bring the family to Mass. See, fathers are called to be the spiritual leaders of the home. You're called to be the spiritual head of your family, to lead family prayer, to initiate the family going to church, to take the family to confession once a month, to give your children blessings every night when they go to sleep. So your job is to be the spiritual leader of the home. And the closer you are to God, the better you'll be able to bring your family to holiness as well. The fifth letter in fathers is E, and that stands for educating. To educate your children in the faith. The Church says that one of the aspects of marriage is the procreation and the education of children. So this is an awesome responsibility you have to get your spouse and your children to heaven. So the way you educate your children first is to study your own faith, and then obviously through the reading of good books, listening to educational CDs in your car, downloading educational CDs onto your iPod, so when you're driving and you're sitting in the train on the way to work, you can be learning your faith. So you can then pass it on to your children. And realize the best way to educate your children is through your example. There's a saying that your actions speak so loud, it cannot hear what you say. So children learn, first and foremost, at the school of example. So dads are called to be educators of their children. Number six, the sixth letter is R, and that stands for you're called to be a reflection of God the Father, the Lord and the giver of life. That God chose to reveal to himself to us as Father. That's why Jesus said, when you pray, I want you to call God Father. And use the word Abba in Aramaic. I remember once being in the Holy Land, and I was in a bakery, and I heard a little boy say, Abba, Abba. And his father turned around. The kid was 3 years old. That's the word that we use for a loving father. It's the word a young child uses. So God revealed himself to us as Father. And realize that you as fathers are so important in the early faith formation of your children. If you are stern or uncaring or unsympathetic or distant or harsh, your children will tend to grow up with an image of God being that way. Stern, uncaring, distant, or harsh. But if you as a father are loving, compassionate, forgiving, and merciful, your children will have a much easier time experiencing God in that way. They'll be able to see, because of your reflection of God, that God is loving and forgiving and merciful. So it's an awesome responsibility that you are the image of your child's faith in God. And so make sure you reflect a loving father. And lastly, number seven, the letter S stands for Saint Joseph. Our role model and example for all Christian fathers. What a great inspiration he is to husbands and fathers as a great role model and guide. Saint Joseph, that just man, obedient to the will of God, the true servant of the Lord, the man of prayer, the interior life of prayer that he had, the provider, the protector of his family, and the spiritual head of the Holy Family. He's also the patron saint of all workers, the patron saint of a happy death, and really the patron saint of all husbands and fathers. So I pray that each one of you will follow Saint Joseph's example to be a loving father. I once came across a quote from General Douglas MacArthur. Looking back on his life, he said that by profession, I am a soldier, and I take great pride in that. But I am prouder, infinitely prouder, to be a father. He says, my hope is that my son, when I'm gone, will remember me, not for my battles, but in the home, repeating with him each night, as we knelt beside his bedside, the beautiful words of that prayer, Our Father, who art in heaven.